Here we go. Bobby Manning and friends, Red Sox, Yankees. This is what I wanted, guys. This is what I've been dreaming of. The Red Sox got into the playoffs, and your Yankees, as expected, are here and get to face the team that's owned them this year, has owned them for a few years up until late.
Not sure.
But all that matters is now, and I love how they match up. I am excited about the energy of this series down at Yankee. And
Stadium.
why can't I call it Yankee?
We don't
It's Yankee Stadium.
We call
Are
it
you
Fenway
so
Park, Fenway.
American that you have to just abbreviate everything? Yankee Stadium.
If
That's three
isn't
syllables.
Can't you call Fenway Park Fenway?
Sure, but if it was just called Red Sox Park, you wouldn't just say, going to Red Sox.
Yeah, because it's plural. I feel like Yankee, you can say because it's Yankee. Going to Yankee.
We don't say it, so moving on.
So there's a lot of pressure on the Yankees. There's no pressure on the Sox from my perspective. Even if they lose the series, it's going to be a good year, all things considered. Especially now, we got a couple injury things that happened today that are bummers. But this is what I asked you yesterday, Dan. Is there more pressure on the Yankees that's going to get to them? Or is the fact that this is Judge's year, this is, Stanton's there, Jazz has been great, they're just going to prevail here because they're one of the handful of teams that really matter this year?
I mean, I don't think we know how the series will go. I personally don't, but I don't think, however it goes, it will be a matter of pressure. I think the Yankees faced pressure last year when they went to the World Series. I think they faced pressure for the last like 2 months trying to make sure they make the playoffs when, they had a terrible drought and, they just couldn't win any games for the middle of the year. So I think they've overcome that. They've made the playoffs. They've been to the World Series even last year. So I don't really think there's pressure or pressure will be the reason they lose. I think if they lose to the Red Sox, it'll simply be because the Red Sox pitching, starting pitching specifically, prevailed and the Yankees bats couldn't get going. I don't think it'll be a pressure situation because, I mean, Stanton, Judge, Goldschmidt, Bellinger, they've all played with pressure before. So I think if the Yankees don't win, it'll be a matter of the Red Sox are better. And if they win, it's because the Yankees are better. I think that's what it comes down to.
Are the Yankees better, Lindo?
By far.
By far?
But by
Then
far they're
why'd the
better.
Sox win 9 out of
I
13 this year?
think they're about 10 games better actually. Just about, right? Was it eight? Did they win 82, the Red Sox?
No,
83?
they won more than
Sox
80.
won 89.
Yeah.
They won 89?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
Okay.
couldn't
And
get
they're
any
about
of the playoffs.
5 games better.
5 games.
The Red Sox were They did well this season, and I know you've mentioned it endlessly that Devers left and what a void was left, but they ended up staying the course after that. So I guess they lost a big name, but not exactly the skill there. You mentioned the two the injuries that have come up. I know that Bregman being sick is one of them. I think he traveled alone, but they said he'll play. The starting pitching is obviously
I
if
was
you're just
around him.
going
I'm
through the
scared.
If you're Bregman,
Yeah.
okay. Well, you let's not have you travel with the team bus.
He gave him stuffs.
No, I'm scared. I got it from him.
If it's just 2 days, right? Game one, game two, then the pitching could be kind of comparable, even though Rodon, I believe, is better than Bayo just in general. But that would be comparable. But after that, when you go down the lineup, you've said it to me before that it just looks mismatched. And then from what you've seen, it feels mismatched. That after you name three or four guys on the Red Sox, you're like, I don't even know if these guys will play. Will they do some goofy lineup? Even if they do play, how do these guys stack up? And after you get through four guys on the Yankees, you're like, oh, he can hit home runs. Oh, he can hit home runs. Oh, he can hit home runs. The Yankees have players that aren't playing that can hit home runs. And it's not just about home runs, it's about getting on base. They have guys with, 800 OPS that aren't going to be playing. Ben Rice, Goldschmidt is going to get the start over him. So I don't think that it's even, but the Red Sox this year know how to beat the Yankees. In past years, although you believe that the Red Sox got ahead of them, it would finish even or in the Yankees' favor. But this year, the Red Sox just do know how to beat this team. So if Crochet gets going and he plays, you know, past a complete start, then it should be scary. But if he doesn't, then I think the Yankees, it should be no problem. And the Red Sox will be thinking, you know, we made it here. This was fun. Play hard. They're the rival. But if we lose, all the fans already celebrated.
Yeah, and the Sox have three advantages. Bullpen, which you guys have screamed about all year long. I guess it's gotten a little better recently for the Yankees.
Devin Williams, I think, 9 innings, no runs.
The thing about it, and I've been saying it all year when Isaiah's been complaining about the Yankees making the playoffs, other people have. The Yankees had a very easy schedule to end the year, and I had no doubt in my mind even 2 months.
Oh, my God. White Sox, Boozer. You were facing Cam Boozer the other day.
Yeah, White Sox, Twins, White Sox, Orioles. Like, we had a great or an easy stretch to end the year, and that's when our pitching, specifically our bullpen, started putting things together. So when you get into deep lineups where you're coming in and it's the, you know, 3-4-5 guy you're trying to get out, and these are real hitters versus the Orioles and White Sox, you know, that's a different ballgame. So I think the jury's still out on our bullpen. I think I'm encouraged that we have Bednar back there. I'm encouraged that Williams is at least throwing strikes, and I think that's a positive, but I wouldn't say our bullpen is really even on par with the Red Sox bullpen right now.
No, I saw something. Whitlock and Chapman since like May combine are like 0.28 or something like that. It, just something goofy. And they're the best setup closer combination in the league. So that's an advantage. The Sox hit lefties pretty good. I know when there was a point in this year where I'm like, we're starting all these goofy guys against lefties, but it worked. So I'll give them that. And they're going to face two lefties in this series. So that's going for them. And then, as you said, probably a slight advantage in games 1 and 2 for the Sox. So I like those three advantages for them. And, you know, of course, I have the Sox winning this. But then today, you mentioned the Bregman thing, which I'm not as concerned about. It's just as great as this year has been at times for Boston, there's always something around the corner where you're just like, oh. And today, Giolito, who I already didn't feel great about going into the series, he was wearing down, he was walking guys. The year ended pretty rough for him, as good as he was. Has this elbow injury and he's just out. And so the Sox have two starting pitchers left, which is just ridiculous. And if there's a game 3 do or die for their season, is it Early, who you never heard of window before a couple of days ago, Tolley, who I like has a good, you know, story, but is out of gas. He's never thrown so many innings. This young guy they called up who started the year in single A. And God forbid we get to a game 3 in this series and it's an opener or Bernardino or like, can you guys imagine if we get to Thursday night and the Sox announce it's Bernardino to open game 7 effectively? I'm going to fall over. So that's like what I'm worried about right now.
If they did, Red Sox, I mean, you'd groan, but you'd also think, you've already expressed it to us. You're like, my goal has been reached. This is about,
but I want to beat
mostly
the Yankees.
Pride because it's the Yankees, yes. But let's say if they were playing the Orioles or something, if they were playing the Blue Jays right now, you'd be thinking, and
if
it got
it was
to that
the
point,
Guardians,
you'd say, oh, whatever.
I'd be so demoralized because there wouldn't be any juice there, but there's going to be real juice here. How do you guys think the atmosphere is going to be?
Ruckus. It's Yankee Stadium in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be incredible. I don't think the atmosphere will be a problem. And whether it was the Red Sox or not, I don't think so. But the fact that it is the Red Sox and the Red Sox have beaten us this year, I think everyone's going to be very motivated to win those games.
And we've already seen the last three playoff series, Red Sox, Yankees, the Red Sox have the last three. So I think, go.
2021, you got the one game playoff, which I still like better than this 3-game thing. Fenway Park, they let all the college kids in, so it was actually full, and they went nuts. The Bogarts home run, all the rest. That was amazing. 2018 was great. I think that was ALDS. And then you go back to 04, right? So yeah, they've only Red Sox have owned the Yankees for a long time now. This is where you guys are at, though. If you're going to finally get over this hump and finally win a World Series here, which, you know, you have a chance to do. I don't know if you feel great about it. this is how you have to do it, right? Get over the Red Sox hump to start. You're going to have to play Toronto next, who will beat you for the division here. Last year, you were in a great position, but it was a little bit of a lightweight path to the World Series. And then, you know, you get the Dodgers. What can you do there? This year, it's going to be a real path. They're going to get challenged starting now. And if this is going to be the year you finally do it, this is how you're going to have to do it. Beating the Sox, beating the Blue Jays, maybe it's Seattle and the ALCS. Like, this is real. And I don't, are they up for it? I don't feel great about the Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're up for it, certainly. I don't think they're going into this playoffs. I think they're more confident going into...
You're focused playoffs. On Judge, Dan. I know you are.
I think they're more confident going into these playoffs than last year's playoffs. And I say that because of the way the lineup has been playing offensively going into this. We have Stanton. We have Judge. Like Lindo said, we have a guy in Ben Rice with a plus 800 OPS who will be coming off the bench. So our lineup is just so much...
Jazz Chisholm, 30 home runs. He's not going to be started.
Who's catching?
Wells. It'll probably be Wells catching, but you have Rice that can come in off the bench.
Because the base running is going to be a factor in the series on both sides.
Yeah, and I feel like when you look at even base running, for example, we have guys like Caballero who can steal bases. We have Jazz who's healthy, who's going to be stealing bases. We have guys like Dominguez that can come in and steal a base and go in and play defense. We didn't have any of that last year. We had guys like Verdugo. We had guys like
Rizzo.
We had guys like DJ LeMahieu. Like, we didn't have even a deep enough bench. We weren't playing great defense. We weren't stealing bases. So I think they feel a lot more confident going into this. And you have two pitchers in Frieden and Rodon who are playing some of their best ball of their career. So I feel like they're pretty confident. And I also don't like the whole we had an easy path last year. Because I think if you look at the Royals, you look at the Guardians, and you compare them to the Blue Jays or you compare them to the Red Sox, I don't think the Red Sox and Blue Jays were better than those teams last year on paper. In my opinion, I think the Mariners, they are a tougher opponent than anyone we faced last year, but they're still unproven. So I feel pretty good about them going in, getting to the World Series. And I think the players themselves, when they look at the ball club they have, the pitching starters, and even if you look at the bullpen, I know we hate on the bullpen a lot, but these guys can pitch. They're not just some random scrubs like you were talking about, like Early and Toley, who never really pitched in
the game. Connelly Early.
Like, these are guys in our bullpen. Devin Williams, he can pitch.
I'm not calling them scrubs.
Luke Weaver, he could pitch. And Bednar, he's proven that he can get big outs this year. So if they can turn that on in these playoffs, it might be a tall ask, but they've done it before. So I think they look at those guys in the clubhouse and say, why not us? And so I'm saying the same thing.
Who scares you the most on the Sox going into this series? Because, you know, there's going to be some personalities in this series. There's some faces. You know, Bregman gets booed at Yankee, which is interesting from the Astros stuff, I guess. He's been, and again, he's sick now. He's been slumping for so long, but that's a guy scares you probably on the Yankee side, just the name. Story's been so good this year.
You've told us not to believe in it. You've told us for the last month that guy just doesn't have it going on. You've told us,
I don't know what happened.
He's been a disappointment to you lately,
yeah. But he's still a guy you look at and say, all right, you know, you don't love it if he's coming up in a big spot. Story's been so good all year. He keeps coming through. Although he's last week or two, he just started throwing the ball all over the place. You know what blew my mind? You guys, and this is another probably underlying story in this series, is the your shortstop there. What's his name? Or former shortstop. Volpe. If you asked me before I heard this on the radio, how many more errors does Volpe have than Story, I would have been like, I don't know, 15 more. They have the same amount of errors. Story just started tossing the ball all over the park over the last couple of weeks here, and I don't know why. So that's something to watch here too, but he's been great
Volpe
at the
bat.
Volpe
was at 17 like 3 weeks ago. You're telling me that Trevor Story is near 20?
Let's look it up. Trevor Story's stats this year.
Yeah,
he has.
Before Volpe was benched, I remember seeing his stats on errors, and I don't remember anyone being close. So Story really must have just...
I mean, every throw, he's throwing it to the crowd.
Errors this year for Story, 19.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think
that's something to watch.
will be a story, no pun intended. But I do feel like Story still scares me with his bat, for sure. I think that resurgence has really extended the Red Sox lineup, where in the past few years, you really haven't been concerned once you made it past Devers, once you made it past Duran, you know. But now I think they have a pretty deep lineup. I think they can steal bases. I think they can get on base. I think it's just they can be hot and cold. And I think that's been the struggle for the Red
they
Sox.
They go ice cold.
And they don't have guys when they go cold that can really just get on base and put it together. It's like the whole lineup seems to kind of shrink, where with the Yankees, guys can go cold, but you can count on Stanton to come and hit a home run. You can count on a guy like Chisholm to get on base and get over. So
we don't have a lot of home run guys. Yeah, for sure. And that's a factor in this series, especially in this park. And Yankees are
and
so
there's
good
no
at getting out of this park.
There's no Gerrit Cole for Devers. I mean, neither will be involved whatsoever in this one.
Yeah.
And that still bums me out. I know it went well after he left. No, the Giants were out, fired the manager. But as great as this year's gone, I still lament that one. I was done until I had to start covering this team. And here they are in the playoffs. It's still hard to believe. The pitcher matchups are going to be great, too. Crochet, I mean, talk about a breath of fresh air. Led the league in strikeouts. He's won like 80% of his starts or something like that. They win pretty much every time he pitches, and he had a great start last time out against this team. So that's a bit like, as much as the Yankees have advantages left and right in this series, the biggest Sox advantage by far is game one. You got that guy out there, and that's what they keep flexing, is we don't care where we're playing, who we're playing, that guy's going to be on the mound. He's given up a lot of home runs lately. That
Dan,
concerns
that,
me a little bit.
Who's that no-name guy that's pitching for the Yankees game one? I can't even remember his name. Who is
I
he?
Think there's a little bit of a gap between those two. As good as Freed is.
He must not even be a real pitcher.
That's the one thing I feel really good about in this series is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just because of him. I mean, he went 8 innings in Toronto. Pretty much got them the playoff spot last weekend.
I think it's a fair point. I do think, in my mind, whoever wins game one will likely win the series.
You said there's no game three.
Yeah. Well, I would probably go as far as saying it's unlikely there's a game three. Just based on how both of these teams play and the stakes that will be, you know, let's say the Yankees lose game one to Crochet. I think historically about how our team responds, we don't really respond well under pressure. And so although we won't lose because of the pressure, I think we'll lose if Gerrit Crochet goes out and dominates game one. And I think it can be hard for the Yankees to get going against Bayo, who's pitched them pretty well.
He's a swing guy in this series right now. He's struggled a little bit the last month.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you can't take 2-0, which is, you know, I'm actually leaning in that direction now a little bit too. If you have the Sox, you need to go 2-0 because you don't have a starter for game three, which is just ridiculous. I think they can do it. I think with those two guys, they can do it, but it's not going to be easy. And it's back-to-back games. You really can't, as much as the back end of the Yankees bullpen's a problem, and that's where you're going to be scared. Yankees have a lead. Starter goes out late. If it's like 2-1 or whatever. The Sox can't get into their middle relievers. If I see Weissert or Wilson in this series, it's probably over. And if it's Whitlock and Chapman after 7 Crochet innings, I feel great about the Sox tomorrow. So I'm going to lean Sox here. I don't feel great about it now because of the new developments, but I just feel like they've had this team's number. They know how to play this team. They get the big performances in these matchups, and they have the righties to knock around a lefty. I was just doing the lineup in my head. Like, you can just stack Gonzalez, Ref Snyder, Bregman, as well as Story. And then you have Narvaez. You have deeper in the lineup, you know, some of the lefties like Lowe, Duran, you can put down there. Abreu's back. I'm interested to see what he's going to look like in this series. And then if the Yankees bring in a righty, you got Yoshida off the bench. So I think there's enough hitting here. I think there's enough of a pitching advantage. I'm going Sox.
Fair enough. I do think it comes down to game one in my mind in the series. And I do think the Yankees actually get Crochet out before he finishes 6 innings. I think they get a
couple. That's where the Sox lose.
I think they get a couple runs off of him because, again, I think the Yankees, although they have some strikeout issues, I think they can get on base. And with Chisholm, with Caballero, they'll steal bases and they'll be very aggressive when they get on base. And I think under that pressure, and I think when we look at the bottom half of our lineup, I think they can be sneaky good at just putting the ball in play and getting runs across. So I think they'll actually be more patient at the plate. They'll force Crochet to throw strikes. I think they'll come out with a good game plan for him. So I actually think the Yankees beat Crochet and win the series on Wednesday against Bayo.
Lindo, how do you feel like Judge is going to come through here?
No one, I was going to say it before we went. No one's saying the number one story, which is, you know, for many years.
If it comes down to him.
For many years, A-Rod would not show up for the Yankees. For many years in the playoffs. You know, he was, I think at by 2009, I think he won two MVPs for the Yankees. He could not show up. And then one year he finally showed up. And so Aaron Judge, everyone already knows the history. If this is the year that he shows up, then there is no close team in the AL. The NL is a whole different topic. But in the AL, if Aaron Judge shows up this year in the playoffs, there's no team that's going to compete.
Because this is why I keep talking about pressure. He can't lose this series. I know it's not all on one player, but
like I told you, I think I said this yesterday. If you get past Judge and he's not doing anything, the Yankees have a lot of hitters. But if you can't get past Judge, then you're already like, there's, you know, six more guys after this, seven more guys after this. How am I going to get through this lineup? So if that is the case this year, there's not going to be a conversation. That you will hear again that the AL is weak or something if Aaron Judge shows up this year. So
I want to talk.
I can't
about
tell you
man.
How I feel. I have no prediction
no
on how they'll do. It's not no expectation. It's that I have no idea what will happen. This could be the year that he decides, this is my year. Okay.
This is why I talk about expectations and pressure, because I know it's not basketball, right? Where this is LeBron and, you know, he's going to come through here because he's LeBron. In the wild card series is Aaron Judge. If you're trying to stack up and make that legacy, you kind of have to beat the Red Sox and have a big series here. He can't go out like this. And that's what scares me a little bit, is that team's too good and too important to go out like this. If I know you guys say it's not going to be a full freakout if they lose this thing. You can speak for yourselves, because it's going to be a full freakout in New York.
I can't even think about what it'll be if they lose, because I really don't think they have any business losing this series. I think even if Judge isn't even regular season Judge or isn't even like average Judge, I think they can still win the series. Like, I think we're forgetting we have Cody Bellinger, who's a 30 home run, 100 RBI guy. Trent Grisham, who's hit like 35 home runs, and more than half of them have been to take the lead to win the game. So we have guys who get on base. We have guys who are clutch. We have guys who can steal. And I think
better defense besides Volpe.
The pressure on Judge this year is much less because they fixed their lineup problems. I mean, I think Judge, you can make the case he doesn't show up in the playoffs. But when you look at how our lineups have been structured in the past, I don't know, 6-7 years, it's pretty much been Judge, a couple other guys, and pretty much automatic outs in the lineup. And so pitchers were just going after Judge. And if not, they'd go around him. And it was hard for him to really get in a rhythm when it's either they're going to just go give you all they have, or they're going to pitch around you and they're not worried about anyone else in the lineup. And I feel like last year we saw Soto kind of help with that a little bit. But after Soto, I mean, again, we had guys like Verdugo. We had guys like Rizzo, DJ LeMahieu. Like, we had guys that weren't really threats in that lineup, and we weren't playing great defense either. So I think even without Judge performing well, the Yankees should win this series, in my opinion.
Want to shout out Prize Picks here. Head over there as the playoffs get started and build your own team. 2 to 6 players, more or less on their stat projections, and use the code CLNS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. And if you want to go to the game, Game Time's got the tickets. Use the code CLNS on the Game Time app for $20 off your first ticket purchase over there. Terms apply. Get a panoramic view of your seats. Favorite teams, you'll get the deals before anyone else. They'll send them right over to you when you pick your favorite teams over there. So check them out. CLNS, $20 off your first ticket. Terms apply. Here's one thing I feel great about in this series, and it's the managers. Cora has been so good all year long. making the most of suspect talent at times, building the game plans, and motivating. And last week, the speech about, you know, no one believed in us to make the playoffs. If you did, that's effing BS. I love it. And then I look over on the Yankees side.
Post-Devers.
Again, they're not in trouble, but I see Boone getting ejected again. And sometimes I look over there and I'm like, is that his go-to managing move, just getting ejected from the games? And that's not going to be the answer here. How much will managing come into play? And how do you feel about the matchup there, Linda?
You know I don't believe in Cora. You know I don't.
Why?
Because you're almost a sycophant for this guy in that he has never done anything wrong. And if he has, we have to focus on something else.
Because the roster's been so bad.
You are a wholly biased arbiter of this guy. And that's nothing to say on Boone. I mean, we could look at my name on Twitter for what I think of that guy. But it's that Alex Cora has managed his team to several fifth place finishes. He's had them out of the playoffs. And then this year, he's had them sneak into the playoffs, even though they were a top 10 payroll team. They got rid of Devers. The rest of the lineup, you're saying, is goofy. They spent money this year. And if they didn't spend, they traded for it. And they traded for it. So he's had some pieces to work with, less than others. Boone is terrible. It's just a fact. His in-game management is not good. He doesn't.
You
make
really
wise
don't
decisions.
Want to lose this series because of that. And there's he's the reason there, we got to it at this point in the show.
And he's there because he's really good friends with the owner, and the GM is his friend too. They're their own little clique. They have their separate group chat. But if you're talking to me as if Alex Cora can swing the series,
he can.
He doesn't have enough players, in your opinion, to do such a thing. You said it. If you lose your starter early, and it's only three games, if you lose your starter early, you're thinking he can't pull a rabbit out of the hat for this team. So I don't even get to the managers unless it's going to be, like you said, a seventh, eighth inning, and you got to put in a reliever that you don't really trust, and Boone picks, you know, someone who is least prepared. If it's not that situation, I don't see it. I know that there's some controversy with Goldschmidt starting, Ben Rice coming off the bench, Wells starting, Jazz coming off the bench to prefer Ahmad Rosario, who's had better numbers against Crochet. I know that there's some stuff there, but at least that kind of makes sense. After that, I just think that the lineup for the Yankees is just overwhelming to that of the Red Sox. And I think
the only reason
why the numbers even look similar is because the Yankees were, you know, placating DJ LeMahieu for several months early on while he did nothing and then got rid of him. And, you know, Devin Williams, the what do they call him, airbender? He was having significant issues early on. He's boosted some of those stats late as they played, you know, less than great talent, you know, non-playoff talent. But he's gotten better. So I don't even see the managers really making that kind of impact in this series, because I think that the players are just overwhelming for the Yankees.
I'm bummed that even if the Sox win this series, it looks like they're so depleted that a Cinderella run isn't even in the cards here at this point. But you know how I feel. If they can win this series, that'll be a championship for me, given how this year has gone. Cassis went down. Dan remembers the Macha fight with the Angels. I mean, this year looked like it was about to be an all-out embarrassment. And for them to be here, man, I'm just thrilled. I love this matchup so much. Love that we can talk about it. Enjoy it all the next 3 days. This is going to be fun. And Yankees are in a big spot. Like, the expectations, the pressure on them. So I'm excited to see how they handle that. And I think that's a golden opportunity for the Sox to come through.
You say enjoy it now. We'll see if you enjoy it if the Red Sox don't pull it out. We'll see if you treat like they've already accomplished a goal if they don't pull it out.
Let's see how it goes. It's always about how it goes. Dan Scott's a big Yankees fan. So is Lindo Zay. Thank you guys for being here. Bobby Manning and friends, we will be back with another episode next week. Talk to you then here on CLNS Media. And enjoy the games. Peace.
Go Yankees.